Hello there. I'm awake. Hello, Dennis. Ready for work?
Certainly, Doctor. Is Nobby up yet?
He'll be with us in a second now.
And stay out of my kitchen, you hear?
Okay, I was leaving anyway.
Just smell that air.
Big deal. What's that?
Fog at this time of year. Oh, dear, it's smog. How unpleasant.
Oh, my eyes sting. I can't see. Where are you?
Get me out of here.
Oh, hello, Doctor. Sorry about bumping into you. We're in a hurry.
That's all right. What's the rush?
We're going exploring.
I'll come too. Maybe I'll find some cheese.
Off you go, then. You never do any work anyway.
Well, I do so much work, I deserve a break. Come on, you two. No, not again. Quick, let's get out of here.
Oh, no? We'd better tell Dr. Snuggles about this.
Don't be silly. I'll bet it's delicious food.
Nobby had persuaded everyone that the tins contained something good to eat. For once, Miss Nettles acted against her better judgment.
No, you don't. Oh, my word. I'm getting Dr. Snuggles.
I tried to diagnose Miss Nettle's strange condition, but I was baffled. I had never seen her act this way before. We all hoped that Miss Nettles would get better soon.
Miss Nettles, it's me, Nobby.
Now that Miss Nettles had to stay in bed for a while, we had to do the cooking ourselves.
Yuck.
Mm, I'm sorry, Doctor. It really is uneatable.
Let me see. This should be all right, then.
Don't touch that tin.
No, no, don't.
Who's going to tell me what's going on?
We didn't mean to. It was those tins that made Miss Nettles go funny.
You snitches.
Benji and Freddy told us the whole story. We hurried to Rickety to analyze the food from the tin they had found.
Wait for me.
There we go. Oh, bless my soul. We're not beaten yet. We'll carry on outside. Well, we'll need some more tins now.
All the tins have disappeared.
We all started a search immediately. We had to recover those tins before anyone else ate any of them. Tins had disappeared as if by magic. What is it, Matilda? Miss Nettles. Dennis, we have to act at once. Stop, Miss Nettles, please. We were just in time. By using the multi-whereabouts machine, we might just find out where the tins had come from. Our analyses of the food had told us nothing which could help Miss Nettles. Oh no, it's that smog again.
Doctor! Doctor! I've been in the south. You want to see the smog down there?
Smog in the south?
Yeah, and awful things in it, making terrible noises, sir.
Now we know where to go. Dennis and I ought to leave at once.
And me. After all, I do feel just a little bit to blame.
travellers and we're going somewhere. If you want to join us, this will break the rare. If the going gets tough, then we can unload. But we're going on to the end of the road. It's a long, long road.
Look, over there. We had found the smog again. But there were none of the terrible noises. It's too dense to carry on.
Why don't you ask your umbrella which way to go, Doctor?
Can you tell us which way to go?
No good, Doctor. Lost sight, also.
Oh, no. We're lost. We'll never find our way.
Oh, don't be so silly.
We had no other choice but to carry on.
Oh, no. Crumbs.
Incredible.
I wonder if you can help us now.
Sorry, Doctor. Still no good.
It's an earthquake, Doctor.
Help, help, help. Save me.
Oh, no. Oh, my head.
Are you all right, Dennis?
I think so, Doctor.
Nobby, where are you?
Help, help.
Listen.
You're squashing me.
Oh, dear, poor Nobby.
So considerate of you to let me out.
I do apologize, Nobby. How we ended up in the cavern, we could only guess. We were just glad to be alive. Fortunately, the snuggle truck hadn't suffered any damage. There was no way backwards. We just had to go on and take our chances. Look!
The end of the cave. We've made it. Hooray!
My word. We were still trapped. That meant we were no nearer to finding out about the mystery of the smog and the tins that made Miss Nettles behave so strangely.
Must be worth a fortune in cheese. I'm rich. I'm rich.
Nobby, do you think this will help us to get out?
I suppose you're right. There goes my cheese.
While we were looking for a way out, Nobby discovered that we were not the only ones in the cavern.
You're a stupid-looking mouse.
I'm a bat!
Yes, we're bats!
Wait. Please forgive him. He's really quite harmless.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Dr. Snuggles, and I'm trying to find a way out, as a matter of fact.
I'm afraid that's impossible. We're all trapped.
The special claw device of our truck was of help to us here. And it wasn't long before we dug our way out.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, look!
What is it, Doctor?
The smog over there. Oh, we'll soon be in trouble again.
I'm afraid we'll be caught up in it again, Doctor.
Tell me where you want to go, and we'll guide you straight.
Bats find their way about by radar, you know. Under the circumstances, this was most useful.
There's a large object approaching.
Are you sure? There's not much room to maneuver here. My word, what's that?
What's this in my way?
It's us. You're nearly sitting on our truck.
What? Where are you?
We're here, behind you. Would you mind letting us pass?
No, not until I see where I'm going.
We had to wait hours and hours for the smog to disappear.
Wake up! Wake up! The smog has gone!
Hello up there. I say, would you mind moving now?
Move? A trialump does not take orders.
I'll give him a piece of my mind. Hey, you!
Huh?
Get out of my way, or I'll... You big lump of lard, you bully, I'll knock you over.
Oh, no, please don't! Mummy!
What did you do to him, Nobby?
Well, I started with a right, and then a left, and then an uppercut, and then I... Hey, wait for me!
We said goodbye to the bats and continued on our way. Are you all right?
Out of breath. It's terrible. Giant machines. Run for your lives.
Oh, come on. Let's run too.
No, Nobby. We just can't.
Dennis was right. We couldn't go back before we found out about the tins which Miss Nettles had eaten. A strange rumbling noise frightened away all of the animals. The poor trees couldn't run away. It was so eerie, the countryside itself was afraid.
What on earth will we find?
I've no idea, Dennis.
Oh, I wish I was at home. You're both mad. I command you to turn back. Please turn back. I'll do anything. I'll be good for the rest of my life.
We can't because look.
Never seen anything so horrifying in my life.
Doctor, do something. I'm glad you made it, Doctor.
Now, can we go home?
Hello, we've got company.
Better be careful.
Hello, my name is Dr. Snuggles. Come along, Dennis, Nobby. They're friendly.
Tell on Inspector HRSM.
Oh, dear.
Oh, friendly, eh?
Who are you?
Well, my name is Dr. Snuggles. These are my friends.
Imperial, what are you doing in Sector H?
We were just looking for...
Imperial, you will be held for experimentation.
But,
take them away.
Tell me.
They're not going to experiment on me. I'm going to break through that web.
Nobby, are you all right?
We don't mean you any harm.
No harm, eh?
We have to do what the machines tell us to do.
You have to.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, we don't get our tins of food.
Tinned food. That's what Miss Nettles ate. That's what made her behave so strangely.
Well, tell us about the machines. How did they make you eat those tins?
They came to our planet a long, long time ago, offering us the tins that they produced. We thought they'd come to help us. They ate up all our planet. When they decided to leave, there was nothing left. We had no choice but to go with them.
They must be stopped. If this goes on, there won't be any living planet left at all. You don't need those tins. You could eat our food.
You think so?
Oh, yes, the Earth is such a beautiful place to live in. Let us out, and we can help you to be free again.
Yes, we want to be free. But we're afraid. If you went, the machines would find out.
And how do we know you'd come back? No, it's out of the question. The machines will punish us.
Wait, now listen. I'll stay here. Then you can be sure that Dr. Snuggles will come back.
But to Dennis...
That's the only way, Doctor. Is it agreed?
The aliens agreed to Dennis's idea. I must say, I was worried. But come what may, we had to take our chance.
Good luck, Doctor.
Our next problem was to avoid the machine. The smog produced by the machine gave us the chance to reach our track. Never driven as fast. Each hour was vital.
Slow down, you maniac.
Miss Nettles, don't worry. I know the answer to all of our problems. You will be better soon. Come on, Nobby. We have to leave at once.
But I'm so hungry.
Would you mind telling me where we're going, Doctor?
You'll soon see.
See what, Snuggles?
I explained to Nobby that we were looking for the rainbow. Its magical colors would give the aliens the will and the strength to break the power of the machine. The smog had even penetrated into outer space, and once again it was difficult to find our way. I'm sorry, Woogie. I didn't realize you were here.
It's all right. I've been expecting you.
But, Woogie, what can we do? We can't find the rainbow or the lavender sheep.
Don't worry. We're right on top of the rainbow. It only needs a little polish because of that smog. There we are, Doctor.
Marvelous, Woogie. But where are the sheep?
Just watch this, Doctor. Now, my friend, we have work to do.
Bring the Terrans for experimentation.
We've been fools.
We should have known they wouldn't come back.
I'm sure they will come back.
Where are the other two Terrans?
We don't know.
Take the Terran to the experimentation center. You will be dealt with later. Go.
Snuggles' work. I knew he wouldn't let us down.
Go back to work. Go back to work.
No, he won't work for you anymore.
You will go to work. You will go, go, go.
Hooray!
We switched it off. We've Hooray! Stopped the machine.
It's Dr. Snuggles.
There he is.
Hooray!
It's Dr. Snuggles.
He's back.
I was so glad to find that Dennis had come to no harm. The rainbow and the sheep made their way back to the lavender lullaby. Thank you, and thank Woogie as well for us. When we looked around us, the scene was most depressing. Our friends felt dreadfully guilty. You know how to make the machines work, don't you?
Yes.
Can they go in reverse?
But of course.
Now the machines are working for us.
Yes. No.
It gave the aliens great satisfaction to see the machines working for them for a change.
Your planet is beautiful. We've decided to stay. And we'll never eat another tin.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
We couldn't wait to get home. I was anxious to see how Miss Nettles was.
Look, it's the dreamy boom boom.
How is Miss Nettles?
No change, Doctor.
Oh.
From now on, I can take all the cheese I want, and you won't be able to do a thing to stop me.
Why, you little wretch!
No, out! I'll get you.
It was just such a relief to see that everything was back to normal.